More than 1,000 people are expected to appear tomorrow at the state capitol to protest multi-million dollar cuts to local school districts' budgets. Over the past year and a half, the Hillsborough County School District has absorbed more than $82 million in cuts. That's according to Jean Clements, the president of the Hillsborough County Teachers Association. She says at that same time, new schools have opened, more staff has been hired, and more students have been absorbed into the school district. She spoke with WMNF today about the focus of the rally Wednesday morning in Tallahassee.
Our president, Andy Ford, has proposed a 1 cent temporary, 3-year only, penny sales tax for restoring the extreme cuts that have already been made to our public schools, as well as preventing the horrendous cuts that are being proposed for next year. We're looking at the possibility of $196 million more being cut for next year alone, on top of the $82 million that was cut in the last year and a half. And that's a 15% cut. The Commissioner of Education has spoken with the superintendents, including our superintendent, in the last few weeks, and has constantly told them to be prepared for a possible 15% cut. And in Hillsborough, that represents $196 million. There is no way we can absorb that without losing jobs, losing positions, losing people, and pay cuts across the board. We're already looking at some pretty serious cuts being proposed for next year, and that's just to anticipate a $50 or $60 million cut, which is the least we think we'll see on top of the cuts we've already had.
Jean Clements, the last time we spoke with you was with Congresswoman Kathy Castor announcing some of the stimulus money that was going to be going to the district. That's something that you appreciate and you will gladly accept. But is that just a temporary thing in terms of the issues that you're talking about now? Or can that really make a difference here in some of the things that we're discussing here?
I think it can really make a difference, but only for a short time. It's not continuing money. It's only good for 2 years. We've not gotten any breakdown yet on exactly how that money will play out in Florida. In fact, we haven't even been promised that we're really getting it in Florida. At least that's not, I haven't heard that we've absolutely cinched that we're going to get that money in Florida. We expect to get it, and it should make a big difference to fill in some of the gap, but it will not put us high and dry by anyone's imagination whatsoever. It still is going to be a temporary help. We are hoping that that money will get us through this really tough time, but it's not going to be enough. We don't know yet if we're getting it. It doesn't go for all operating expenses. Most of it goes into federal programs and Title I or special education. There is a portion, the stabilization part, that is supposed to help restore jobs that have already been cut or prevent jobs that are being proposed to be cut, but that doesn't help all the other parts of the budget that support our classroom, provide for materials, pay for construction, keep salaries even. All it does is possibly help prevent some job loss.